Welcome to Your Family, Your Finances, the podcast with John Merkel of Rose Retirement. Get more details on the website at roseretirement.com. You've been preaching to us for years, John, about how Uncle Sam is finally acknowledging that people don't seem to understand the fees that they're being charged on their retirement accounts. So do you offer some kind of service where you can, you know, dig down deep and show clients how to find out what they're paying and then, oh, by the way, maybe even avoid paying some of those fees?
Oh, without a doubt. I'm glad you brought that up. In 2008, when the market, you know, cratered, and then 2009, 60 Minutes actually did a big show on this. And it was actually, it's called, and people can look it up on YouTube, The Fallout of the 401k. And what they talked about in there is not only do people lose 30-40% of their, you know, nest egg overnight, but people just didn't even know what kind of fees they were being charged also. So they go on to say that a client can actually lose 30-40-50% of their nest egg over a 30-40-year period just in fees. And that on that video was talking about how Congress has been trying to get disclosures, putting these things and stuff like that. And they couldn't get past first base with Congress because everyone's bought in there by these big outfits. But, you know, that's been going on for a long time. But to answer your question, when a client does come into my office, this is typically what happens. They ask, how much do I charge? Okay. And I haven't said this, but I'm saying in the back of my mind, how much are you currently getting charged?
Mm-hmm.
I don't say that out loud because I kind of know the answer. A lot of people don't know the fees that are currently being charged. I wish they did because they're astronomical. Maybe not in percentage-wise, but in over the years of being compounded.
It accumulates, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just don't understand that. So if I told them, oh, I charge 20%, well, that'd sound like a lot. But if they've been charged 20% over a 20-year period, well, now they're in there for another 20 years, my 20% is looking good. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
So people need to learn, what's that old saying? Inspect what you expect.
Ah, okay.
If you inspect in your portfolio, you'll know the fees, and we'll help you with that. And if you expect not to have any fees, and we'll show you how you cannot have fees. So we'll help you on both ends. We'll help you get to the bottom of how much you're getting charged. What are the admin fees, you know, transfer fees, all that stuff. And then maybe give you a path to what we do where there may not be any fees. In some of our things, we don't have fees at all. But like I said, every client's different. So come in, let us look over your portfolio, do what we call an x-ray. And look at everything, good, bad, and ugly, and we'll tell you what you got and what your best options might be.
Yeah, portfolio x-rays, you know, really the first stop to going, okay, well, what do you have? What are you working
right
with? Let's take a deep dive in to see what are the fees you're paying? What taxes are you paying? Do you have these different tools and strategies implemented? And if not, what can we do to get that started now to put you in a better position?
Right, right. And that's very easily. Of course, I've done this for so long, but you know, a client, when they're looking at you, like deer in the headlights, you know, wow, I didn't know that that was happening to my account. We thought we were only getting charged $400 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do an x-ray into their current program, and then we will, you know, compare what we would do and just let the client choose. You know, there's no twisting of arms or anything like that here.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know, we encourage clients to do that whether they use us or not. You know, hopefully they will use us, but, you know, then they'll have a conversational starter when they go back, talk to their old financial advisor, say, hey, you know, why wasn't I aware of this?
Yeah.
In fact, in that retirement kit that we talked about earlier, there are some questions in the back there that ask exactly that. You know, you need to know, ask your advisor, how much is he charging? What fees are in place? Because you need to know that in order to come up with a plan, like we talked about earlier. If part of your plan is paying somebody else a lot of money to get there, then that's okay. Just know that you're paying that much money.
Exactly. And, you know, it kind of reminds me, as you talked about here, being able to weigh the options. Do you remember,
yeah,
you probably don't, John, but as a little girl, sometimes you would do a pros and cons list of, you know,
right,
the boy you liked or whatever,
oh,
it
yeah
is, or who you wanted to take to the dance, whatever it is. And it kind of, I think about that and I go, okay, let
yep
me weigh the options. What are the pros of John's ideas and what are the cons and et cetera?
Yeah.
Hipplinger says one thing all retirees need to understand is something called the sequence of returns risk. What the heck are they talking about here, John? What do we need to know about it?
Ooh, I'm glad you brought that up, Jessica. As far as I know, I've never heard an advisor talk about this, but I preach about this all the time. So sequence of returns is actually one of the biggest things that can affect your retirement other than risk and taxes. Sequence of returns is basically the returns of the market. So let me give you an example. Let's say that we're brother and sister and we're about to retire and we both have $1 million, okay?
Okay.
You retire 5 years before me.
Mm-hmm.
And I retired 5 years after you. So in 20 years, depends on when you retire, let's say 2000, let's say I retire in 2000, you retire in 1995.
Okay.
Your $1 million is going to be worth $5.7 million.
Okay.
Because you had a good roll. You started off on an uptick and your money made money because of the year that you retired in.
Mm-hmm.
I started in 2000. I'm going to have $1.7 million after 20 years. Why is there such a big difference between when you retired and I retired? We had the same $1 million.
Right.
It's because when I hit retirement in 2000, what was happening in the market?
The market went down, recession.
Yes, yeah, several years in a row. And so what happened in my retirement, it started on a downward trend. So my question to most clients right now, especially right now, is do we think in the next 5 years we're going to have a correction? The answer is almost absolutely yes, because we haven't had one in so dang long.
Mm-hmm.
So those clients are going to be started off on those sequence of returns on a bad downward spiral, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so not only are they losing money, but they're in retirement, so they're taking out money, so it compounds the problem. And they're not putting in money. So it's like they're not going to be able to dig out of the hole if that's the trajectory that they're on when they hit retirement. And that's called sequence of returns, and that will affect the client's retirement almost as bad, if not worse, than, you know, risk and taxes, because we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what's going to happen when I hit retirement. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So you got to protect the downside. That's the most important thing in retirement. Protect your downside. And that's what I focus on at Rose Retirement, is ways to mitigate that downward spiral and sequence of returns, which, like I said, I've never heard any other advisor talk about this, but I preach about it here at Rose Retirement.
You've been listening to the podcast For Your Family, Your Finances with John Merkel of Rose Retirement. Get more details at roseretirement.com. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Johnny Lee Merkel is licensed in your state, please contact our office. Johnny Lee Merkel is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Johnny Lee Merkel Jr., NPN number 1584707.